So, is it true that we shouldn't be eating carbohydrates after 4 p.m.?
Unfortunately, I don't agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
It is just a misunderstanding, I believe.
Yeah. So, there are lots of popular health myths and some unusual ideas that people have about food. I think, what are some of the most outrageous that you've come across?
Most recent one, actually, I saw one biscuit selling as a diet cookie, so diet biscuit, which has 32% fat. So, which is in any way, I can't understand how it works, but it is becoming very popular in Australia and some other places. So, those kind of situations, very difficult to understand, but becoming very popular.
So with fads like this that, have seemingly very little grounding but gain so much popularity, why is it you think that people are always reaching for them and trying to push them as the latest new ideas?
Yeah, that is a very good question, because what you have to remember here is it is a commercial world. So a lot of companies do a lot of promotional activities, spending a lot of money to promote certain things which necessarily not true, but there are a lot of other information which are true, which is not disseminated properly, especially among young generation.
Sure. So what do you think the best ways to approach your diet are, or to, if you do hear these fad diets, to pick one that actually makes sense?
No, I mean, going back to the practically the very basis, what we should be eating, what should be doing is having a balanced diet. That has been there for centuries, haven't been changed.
Mm.
But end of the day, what you have to remember is if you want to lose weight, you have to have a balance between the intake and output. Like, for example, if you take more energy and spend less energy, of course, you are going to gain weight. But at the same time, we should not focus on one aspect, whether it is a carbohydrate, fat, or protein, but we have to have a balanced diet to maintain our health.
So diets like the keto diet have sparked interest from all over the world, seeming to encourage no carbohydrates in the diet at all. What health risks can this have after prolonged use of the diet?
I mean, nobody has proven so far, because those are reasonably short-term diet program. There are a lot of people supportive and against it. But as a scientist, I believe that long-term, there will be some effect, like, for example, diabetes, cancer, Alzheimer's disease, heart diseases. Highly likely those will increase with these diets.
Sure. All right. Well, Professor Vijay, thank you very much for joining us. That's all the time we have this morning. If people want to find out more about diet, what are some good resources that you would point them towards?
There are a lot of web pages and various organizations promoting healthy diet in a scientific way, like, for example, Australian Nutrition Society web pages and various other places. You can find the science-based information.
All right. Well, fantastic. That was Professor Vijay Jayasena from Western Sydney University sharing some interesting information on health myths and what it means to have a healthy life and diet. You're listening to The Daily here on 2SER. It is 10 minutes to 12 o'clock. We're going to jump over to some tunes. Texas Sun, Kurangavin, and Leon Bridges. Butchered that pronunciation, but we got there in the end. It's Daily on 2SER.